Kim, would you let me know what you debriefed Murray State officials on this afternoon about the status of the university following the power outage last night that TVA created?
Well, we've been working hard to assess the problems and still really don't know the full grasp of it. But most of the problems we're having in buildings is in mechanical rooms, mechanical spaces. We're not seeing a lot of damage, out in the living spaces or working spaces, with exception of some of the dorms. But I just made a quick assessment that we're about 40% of the buildings have some kind of damage to it. Now, some of it's not going to be that big of a deal to fix, but some of it is. So that's what I was kind of trying to share with everybody, and decided it was best to keep the university closed for another day to continue our assessment and the repair process, and then we'll assess tomorrow as to whether we need more days or not.
What's the status of the dorms?
Well, of course, the power's back on now, and unless TVA happens to call and want it turned off again tonight, we're kind of in the thawing process. Everything's heating back up, and the dorms, with exception of Regents and White, and there was actually a problem in Regents even before the power went off. So there are some issues in Regents and White, and I think Franklin and Springer right now. The rest of the dorms are in pretty good shape. So we, of course, are going to focus on, getting those areas fixed first.
I've heard reports about the Hopkinsville building sustaining some damages, and also College Courts.
Hopkinsville did have a sprinkler head burst and did some damage in the multipurpose room, and there was some equipment in there. I think a computer and an amp or something, not anything super major, but that happened. And we're finding in different College Courts buildings, and not throughout, but just here and there, that there are some burst pipes or frozen, where water got frozen in equipment.
I also heard some talk about electrical difficulties in Business North.
No, there was no electrical. Well, I would say I don't recall anything electrical problems in Business North. There is a significant amount of damage to some of the coils in Business North that is going to be, a challenge to fix. But not electrical that I know of, Kate.
Coils, as in what kind of coils?
Heating, cooling coils, where the pipe, warm or cool water runs through pipes into these coils, where the energy is transferred, either hot or cold. And so when the water runs through them, if there's not adequate heat, then they freeze. And so that's what happened in Business.
How is the facilities management team holding up under this onslaught?
Well, it's pretty stressful. It's been a lot of hard work. Many of our guys and ladies worked through the night repairing, cleaning, assessing. And so we've had a pretty tough day today. So everybody went home tonight, and we're glad. Not everybody. There's still some people working, let me say. But a lot of them went on home tonight, so we can really get a fresh start tomorrow and continue our assessment and repair process.
Kim, thank you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks, Kate.
Good night. Bye.